Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host, Susan Jo Philip, and these are the major news stories of the day. First is a shocking news from Delhi. A 16-year-old girl was stabbed and then stoned to death in full public view by her boyfriend. Sahil, the accused, is arrested. Next, coming from Kerala, the High Court refused to intervene in the Chief Minister's Distress Relief Fund misuse case, which was to be considered by a Lokayukta full bench. A day after the Delhi police cleared the sit-in site of the protesting wrestlers, the security force denied permission to resume the sit-in protest in Jantar Mantar. The police asked the wrestlers to choose any place other than the historic site for their protest. ISRO's GSLV rocket carrying navigation satellite NVS-01 lifted off from Sriharikota spaceport and successfully placed it on the intended orbit. And last, a plea challenging exchange of Rs 2000 notes is rejected by the Delhi High Court. Let's get into the details. A 16-year-old girl was stabbed multiple times and then stoned to death in full public view in northwest Delhi's Shanbal Dairy area, a video of which has been widely shared, police said on Monday. The accused, identified as Sahil, allegedly stabbed the victim over 20 times before bludgeoning her with a stone in a busy lane of the densely populated neighborhood. Sahil has been arrested from Uttar Pradesh, the Delhi police said. Delhi Police PRO Suman Nalwa said he has been arrested in connection with the murder. He worked as a fridge and AC mechanic. In the video, which has been widely circulated on social media, people can be seen passing by, staring in alarm but not doing anything to stop the accused. Sahil later escaped from the spot. The police said the reason behind the murder is not known yet, adding that the body of the victim, a resident of JJ Colony in Shanbab Dairy, was found lying in the street. The Kerala High Court on Monday refused to intervene in the Chief Minister's Distress Relief Fund misuse case, which was to be considered by a Lokayukta full bench. The decision was taken by a bench headed by Chief Justice S.V. Bharti. A full bench of the Lokayukta will be hearing the case on June 6th. The petition against the misuse of the CMDRF was admitted by the Lokayukta in 2019 based on the majority judgment by a three-member bench over a split verdict of the two-member bench at the time. The issue is being referred to the full bench again as there was a difference of opinion in the two-member bench. Justice Suryak Joseph and Justice Harun al-Rashid had stated that the matter has been referred to a larger bench as there was a difference of opinion over whether the decisions of the cabinet can be subjected to its investigation and also on the merits of the case. A day after the Delhi police cleared the sit-in site of the protesting wrestlers, the security force on Monday denied permission to resume the sit-in protest in Jantar Mantar. The police asked the wrestlers to choose any place other than the historic site for their protest. The demonstration by the wrestlers was going on smoothly at the notified place of Jantar Mantar. On Sunday, the protesters flouted the law, ignoring our repeated requests. Hence, we cleared the site and entered the dharna, Deputy Commissioner of Police tweeted in Hindi. If the wrestlers will apply for permission to stage their sit-in again in the future, they will be allowed to do so at any suitable notified place other than Jantar Mantar, it said. ISRO's GSLV rocket carrying navigation satellite NVS-01 lifted off from Sriharikota spaceport and successfully placed it on the intended orbit on Monday. ISRO aims to augment continuity of the navigation with Indian constellation Navic services with the launch of the satellite. The 51.7-meter tall rocket lifted off majestically from the second launch pad at the spaceport here located about 130 kilometers from Chennai. Amid clear skies, it took off at a prefixed time of 10:42 a.m. The second-generation navigation satellite series is considered as a significant launch that would ensure the continuity of Navic services, an Indian regional satellite navigation system similar to GPS, providing accurate and real-time navigation in the country and a region extending to 1,500 km around the mainland. The signals from Navic are designed to provide user position accurate to better than 20 meters and timing accuracy better than 50 nanoseconds, ISRO said. The Delhi High Court on Monday rejected a plea that challenged the notifications allowing the exchange of Rs. 2000 currency notes without the need for a requisition slip and ID proof. A bench of Chief Justice Satish Kumar Sharma and Justice Subramanya Prasad rejected the petition, which has challenged the notifications by the RBI and SBI enabling exchange of Rs. 2000 bank notes without requisition slip and identity proof. A detailed order is awaited. Petitioner and advocate Ashwini Kumar Upadhyay submitted that a large amount of currency has reached either an individual's locker or has been hoarded by separatists, terrorists, Maoists, drug smugglers, mining mafias, and corrupt people. The police submitted that the notifications were arbitrary, irrational, and offend Article 14 of the Constitution. The Reserve Bank of India has defended before the High Court its notification, saying it is not demonetization but a statutory exercise. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Tours, hosted by me, Susan Jo Philip. Daily News Tours podcast is produced by Vishnu Muralidharan with technical production by Idea Brew Studios. Follow on Manorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.